great win the other day, much needed against Holdridge. Senior night at your place, bounce back after a tough loss against Ogallala. Boy, needed that one. The girls got it done in four. That was a nice win, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a really good win. The girls were really excited about it, obviously, and just to have it a win on senior night was good for them. And even the set that we lost, it went 28-26. So for them to be able to play competitively and come back and win the next set just showed that, you know, their culture has changed and their mindset has changed from last year and that they're willing to fight and put in the work to get a win.
And Holdridge, you know, I know they're not maybe having the season they wanted, but they always bring a good fight, no matter if it's their place, your place, or throw the records out. They always give you a good fight, don't they?
Yeah, they do. You know, they've got a young team this year, and so to see their big hitters, you know, coming up and swinging hard, I was impressed with their work ethic and just to be able to come out and play aggressively. And, you know, they aren't having the greatest season, but I think within, like, the next couple of years, we might be seeing them being a lot more competitive. So for our girls to go up and put a big block up against them, and, I mean, their block was solid, and we had to cover a lot of times against them, so... I was really impressed with our girls going into cup coverage and doing what they were supposed to and being able to pop those balls back up. And it went to show that, like, they're focusing in practice too and not just at the games. And so I was really proud of them to be able to put that effort forth not only in practice but in the game also.
That Ogallala game on the last Tuesday, you got off to a great start, won that first set against Ogallala, and you're thinking, hey, we're on our way.
Yeah, you know, the girls played really well that first set, and they came out with a fire, and then Peyton took quite a shot that second set, and so it kind of threw our girls off. We had to throw some different rotations in, and then like two or three points into the third set, and Arissa took a big shot. And so she was out for the rest of the night, and so we had to completely like throw a completely different rotation at that third set and just try to fill in. And so that really threw them off, but we rotated around and got some different people in different places, and they were able to go out. And I mean, we only lost by two or three that fourth set, so it just... Again, it shows their work ethic and their willingness to fight. And, you know, I think that they proved to themselves that they can play with Ogallala. That's a game that they really want to win this year. And those seniors have a goal to beat them. And I think that hopefully when we see them in Scotts Bluff like we usually do, we'll be able to be really, you know, competitive with them again. And hopefully this time it falls on our side.
Yeah, that the middle two sets were kind of tough. But, boy, had your chances in that fourth set to send it to a fifth, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. And it just didn't fall our way, unfortunately. But... you know, like I said, Narissa was out, and so we had Tierra setting a 5-1, and she hadn't set yet this year, and we had to move Elsa outside, and we had to pull in, you know, girls that had never played middle before. Gracie Weimer stepped up and played well, but it was one of those things where we kind of threw people where we thought they needed to go and tried our best, and it just, I mean, they fought really hard, but I think if we would have had our normal lineup, we would have probably been able to take that fourth set away from them and gone a fifth, and I think that the momentum of the crowd would have helped us to get that one. But you know, sometimes it just doesn't fall our way, and what people don't see in our record is how close the scores are in every single game. And you know, these girls are fighting, and they're not getting swept by people like we did last year. They're fighting through it and taking sets away, and like I told the girls, when we start taking sets away and it starts falling the other way instead of us losing and it starts falling for us to win, then that's when our fire is going to catch. And we're going to just go from there. So we got our first big win on Thursday night. You know, we beat Chase County, but Holdridge was a big one for us. And I'm hoping from there we can keep going into Hershey on Tuesday and hopefully get another one.
Hershey, a team that started off red hot, but they've kind of hit a patch of some really good teams. I think they Elm Creek tournament this past weekend where they lost a couple against Pleasant and Amherst. But still, I'm sure they've got some talented kids you're going to have to face on Tuesday, don't they?
Yeah, you know, they've got that sophomore setter that's really tall, Steinbeck, and, you know, then there's another middle hitter. I think that she's a senior this year, and she's really tall, too. So we're just going to have a big block up against in front of us. But we had a big block in front of us against Holdridge and was able to cover, so I'm really hoping that falls in our place again and that we can just put the balls back and capitalize on our other hitters that are away from those blocks. And we worked on, you know, hitting around the block and covering and hitting into it and covering and just some different case scenarios that would help us to be successful in that game. And so we've been watching some game film, and we know kind of their tendencies, and so hopefully those tendencies will be played against us and we can capitalize on them, and knowing what to do in the game situation scenarios that we want to do with them.
your schedule's really going to pick up, Coach. You only played six matches, but invites over the next 3 days or 3 weeks on Saturdays, starting with your own invite. Got Valentine coming to your place. And that it's kind of always a traditional first-round game against the Badgers. I take it because Southwest Conference teams, you kind of schedule each other a little bit for that first round, that invite if possible.
Yes, that's definitely what the situation is. So Valentine's always really scrappy for us, and it's always really close, and it either falls their way or it falls ours. And you know, last year we got it to fall our way, and they were not happy about it. And so they'll be coming back with a fury and fire underneath them, and so we just want to continue to play hard and just hopefully win that first game of the tournament. And again, we've scouted them too, and that's what I went and watched this weekend, and some of their volleyball, and so. To be able to see it in real, you know, life person, and just be able to see kind of what they bring to the table, and we'll have a good game plan to go against them, and then we'll be able to move on to the second round and see who we get to play then.
it's you look at the brackets came out the other day, it's wide open. You look on the other side of the bracket, Alliance getting beat by Chase County last week, Chase County's first win, but you know darn well both those teams won't be a factor of getting out of the other side of that bracket, won't they?
Yeah, you know, they're always competitive on the other side of the bracket, and so is Cambridge, so is Southwest. You know, it's wide open, like you said. There's not a dominant team in either side of the bracket. It's just kind of whoever wants to show up and whoever wants it more is going to end up in that championship game, and I think it'll be a really good weekend of volleyball to watch.